I'm not sleeping well at the moment. Neither, it seems, is the harbour master of the Port of London Authority. And I can quite understand why. It's 3 days to the Thames Jubilee pageant in honour of the Queen's Jubilee. And I've got the job of being technical commentator for BBC One Television. I must say, it's a bit of a frightener, really. There are 1,000 boats in this pageant. Somebody's got to organise them. And you can see why the poor old harbour master is having a nightmare. 1,000 boats going down the Thames. A lot of them, with the best will in the world, not in the hand of seasoned professionals who are doing it all the time, every day. It's almost inconceivable that the whole thing is going to go as smoothly as you want it to go. So, really, the organisation has been absolutely amazing. The paperwork on my desk is sitting probably, I'm just looking at it now, I reckon it's a foot high. The instructions to the participants in the regatta are so meticulous. The care that the people have gone to is a bit of an eye opener for me, because those of us of the hoi polloi who just tend to sit down and watch the great royal marriages and stuff on television, we see it all happening, and we're impressed with the organisation, no doubt about that. You'd be a fool not to be. But you don't realise, actually, the amount of detail, the care that's taken, and hence all this great pile of paperwork. The participants' instructions are literally 3/4 inch high, A4 sides. This is what you have to do. Make sure you don't do this. If anybody falls overboard, don't go round and get them. Whatever you do, just keep plugging on and somebody will pick them up behind. We know what's happening. We're watching. Everything's covered. But if you turn round, think of the chaos, because the boats are within a boat's, well, the columns are only about a boat's length apart. So, dear, oh dear, it doesn't bear thinking about, does it, if one of the boats got thwartships to that lot. Fortunately, the authorities have managed somehow to close the Thames barrier for the whole thing, which has cut down the tide, because without that, the whole operation would have been taking place in a two-knot tide, with the boats coming down tide. The possibilities for disaster with all those bridges to go through, I'm not sure how many, I'll probably have to know that by tomorrow, but right now it's a lot of bridges, and, well, somebody's going to hit them, aren't they? With the Thames barrier down, the current will be down to half a knot, so with any luck, nobody will. And if somebody does, it'll probably just a glancing blow. They're expecting a certain amount of glancing blows between the boats, but nothing too serious, we hope. So there we have it. And there's the Queen, of course, to involve. The Queen has to be boarded with some of the boats already moving. The logistics of it are absolutely horrendous. There are rowing boats, there are kayaks, there are boats that would be a lot happier doing 25 knots, or even 40 knots, some of the military vessels, than 4, which is what they've got to do. But somehow it's all going to be pulled together, and I tell you what, I'm taking my hat off to the authorities who've got it all organised. A phenomenal achievement, and you'll have to wish me luck, because somehow I've got to help identify all these 1,000 boats, and most of them I've never seen before, as you'd imagine. Nobody can be an expert in every boat that ever floated. What I'm hoping is that if any incidents occur or anything like that, I will be able to make sense of it, I hope, for the viewers, which is my plan. So, that's the position here. Meanwhile, the yacht, Constance, is sitting down on the dock there, or sitting on a mooring, I should say, on the Beaulieu River. We do have the most idyllic mooring. It's heaven, heaven to go down there with all this madness going on. Just sit down on the boat and have a cup of tea and look at the beauty of the river with the sunlight on it. It has been spectacular as the tides ebbed and flowed this week. Absolutely glorious. But I haven't got down much, and when I have, I've got to say, I've had my head in the chain locker most of the time, or the water tanks. My mate Simon's been an absolute tower of strength. Simon from Tech Tank has done a fantastic job with my water tanks, which were uncleanable. He had to grind the bulkheads out of them so that we could get in to clean them. Unfortunately, they're fore and aft tanks, so they don't really need bulkheads anyway. But he couldn't get in to clean them. I don't think they've been cleaned for 25 years, and what was coming out was more like brown Windsor soup than water. Anyway, all done. I've fixed the windlass with the help of my pal Tim, and one way and another, the boat's starting to come together. The mainsail's been done. The mainsail's been done by the boys at Lymington. Fantastic effort there, Sanders. Nice work. and we're ready to go sailing. But first, it's the pageant. So watch out for us on Sunday. If you happen to be watching the TV tonight, it's Thursday today, you might see me on BBC One on The One Show. I'm going to be talking about the pageant there. So, well, best of luck to everybody. Fair winds to the pageant is what I say. We do not want wind, because if there's too much wind, it'll be cancelled altogether. A little bit more wind than we want, and the rowers won't be able to do it. A little bit more wind than that, and maybe the narrow boats won't be able to take part. And so it goes. It's all sorted. Everybody knows what's going to happen. But nobody knows what the Lord will send in the way of weather. And so, like sailors, for thousands of years, we sit down, trust in God, and keep our powder dry.